Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to ask you a question. Are you wasting the time of your users in order to save yourself time? Whatever our role in a company, we're under considerable pressure, aren't we, to do one thing, to deliver. Marketers are under pressure to generate leads, developers to provide new functionality, and designers to create a compelling design that converts. We all face challenges, and those goals that we're given are difficult goals, problems that make us more and more desperate to solve. That leads us to do whatever it takes to deliver, even if that means compromising the user experience. We know that these compromises are inherently wrong, but in the heat of a project, they may seem like the most sensible solution. So much so that we don't even realize that we are taking steps to damage the user experience. We become too focused on solving our problems rather than worrying about the users. Let me give you some examples of what I mean. No doubt some of them will ring true, and hopefully it'll encourage you to be a little bit more aware of your decisions next time round. Each of the issues I want to highlight here are challenges we likely face every day in our jobs. Often the solutions we come up with are the same things that we actually end up moaning about as customers. Take, for example, complex passwords. Although there are expectations on developers that they build applications to keep our user data safe and secure, it's rare that it's considered a priority in the work that we do. Rather, for the teams involved, there is just an assumption that websites will be safe. The reality is that developers never have the time or money to do anything other than the basics when it comes to this. They tend to play it safe, therefore, and just do what everyone else does. That normally consists of asking users to create complex passwords that nobody can remember. The result is that users end up using the same password for all their favorite sites, and that actually undermines security. Now, there are actually alternatives, including great options such as encouraging longer password phrases or providing feedback to users so that they can make properly informed decisions. But all of these things take time to implement. It's easier just to make our security issues the problem of the user and get them to do the work. Many of us, to be honest, do the same thing when it comes to spam as well. When did CAPTCHA become an acceptable solution to our spam problems, forcing every user to identify themselves as a legitimate user before they're allowed to interact with us is just an obscene waste of their time. Imagine yourself as a shop owner. Before entering your store, you stop every potential customer, forcing them to take a lie detector test to prove that they weren't a shoplifter. Talk about a poor user experience, and it's an easy way to go out of business. However, apparently it's okay to make a person prove they're a human when visiting your site. This peculiar situation exists because CAPTCHA is an easy solution to more challenging development problems. Alternative solutions like the honey trap technique take far more effort to implement. Once again, it's easier just to get the user to do the hard work. Fortunately, Google is soon to introduce invisible recapture, meaning that users will never be required to identify themselves. But the fact that CAPTCHA has been so prevalent for so long is an indication that our priorities are wrong. We're still putting our needs ahead of those of our users because it's quicker and deadlines are pressing. The pressure to deliver only encourages us to do one thing, to take shortcuts, especially in areas that ultimately impact the user and create a more difficult user experience. We copy and paste country drop-down lists, don't we? Forcing users to scroll past countries from which people will never order, despite there being better options available. We force users to format telephone numbers and postcodes in a particular way to save us the time of converting them to a suitable format for storage. We even get users to enter the same data multiple times because passing that data between systems is too time-consuming for us to code. So far, you'd be forgiven for thinking I'm picking on developers, but this issue affects everybody, including marketers. They are under so much pressure to generate leads that they become ever more desperate, even if that means wasting users' time. Take, for example, their desperation to capture email addresses. That has resulted in the rise of the newsletter overlay. No sooner has a user arrived on a website than they're confronted with an intrusive overlay begging, bribing and bullying them to sign up to a newsletter and forcing them to close that window before proceeding. What then are we to do about all of this? How are we going to maintain the user experience under increasing pressure to deliver? The problem is the cost of compromising the user experience is often hidden, while the benefits are obvious. For example, an intrusive newsletter sign-up form absolutely leads to a measurable increase in subscribers, but the cost of irritated users is not so apparent or quantifiable. That's because it's a metric that we don't actually measure. Most organizations aren't very sophisticated in the metrics they measure. They focus on sales, average order value, and maybe a few vanity metrics like traffic levels or dwell time. But none of these are particularly helpful for gauging the user experience. And so that viewpoint is not a factor that's considered. Even something like dwell time or bounce rate is not really a hard indicator of user satisfaction. Does a small dwell time mean that the page was useless? Or that the user was able to immediately find what they want and so they left? Equally, is a high bounce rate a sign that Google landed them on precisely the page that they needed and with the right information in hand they then left? Or is it a sign that they just gave up straight away? If we want to ensure our clients do not ignore the user experience, we need to widen the scope of the relevant metrics that we measure. For example, we could start tracking the time it takes a user to complete a task. That way, when they come across things like capture or complex passwords, we would be immediately aware of the impact that they're having on the user. We could also track customer satisfaction with a simple thing like the Net Promoter Score or a quick survey on each page. Of course, no metric is perfect and we need to take them with a pinch of salt. After all, metrics don't show the whole picture. Knowing that 20% of users leave the site when confronted with the newsletter sign-up box is one thing. Seeing how angry they get, well, that's quite another. It's essential that we always consider the human face of the decisions we make. That's why usability testing is so important. Most of us don't find the time, and once again, the constant pressures on ourselves and our teams can snuff out the necessary consideration of the ideal user experience. But usability testing doesn't need to be time-consuming or expensive. Services like usertesting.com will arrange for users to complete a task and get your results within an hour in most cases. Then there are apps like lookback.io that allow you to carry out ad hoc testing with people anywhere around the world. We often convince ourselves that we need to do formal test sessions in usability labs, but in truth, you can check your work almost on a daily basis, cheaply and effectively. We need to move past this misconception and introduce usability testing into our daily workflow. Only then will we see the consequences of our actions. But more than that, usability testing provides us with ammunition. It gives us evidence to present to others who pressure us to cut corners or meet targets that are ultimately damaging to the user experience. Ask any company executive or client whether customer experience matters, and they'll inevitably say it does. But their decisions often indicate otherwise. That's not because they're liars, it's just because they don't see the consequences of their actions. So it falls to us, the designers, the developers, the marketers of the world, to reveal to them the consequences through the metrics that we measure and the usability testing we do. We need to show them that if they truly care about customer experience, they need to realign their thinking and start focusing on user needs.